Aircheckdownloads.com.
Key 2.
The greatest hits.
The greatest hits for Manchester. Key 2.
So you see, this is what we'll do every single day and every single night. We'll just play great song after great song after great song after... You get the general idea, don't you? Simply Red, a band who have shifted something like 50 million albums throughout their career. And one of the never-ending lists of bands who have said, right, that's it, we're going our own separate ways, we'll never get back together again, we'll never tour again. Yeah, right. They said that, I think Mick Hucknall said that last time about 4 years ago. This year, Simply Red are back together again, with good reason too. They're going on tour to mark their 30th anniversary. Can you believe they've been going for 30 years? So Simply Red touring the UK and no doubt selling out venues up and down the country towards the end of this year. There's the title track from the Stars album, officially Simply Red's best-selling album, one of the best-selling albums of all time. So Monday morning, the 5th of January, I'm Nick Jackson. Welcome to the world of the greatest hits. Come on in. Don't be scared. You'll like it here. We'll play some fantastic songs for you every single morning. I'm going to push this button and see what great song comes on next. Oh, I like this button. I like this button a lot. Mental note, push this button often. It's Madonna. Welcome to the home of the greatest hits. Have you seen the time? 20 to 7 on Monday morning. My name's Nick Jackson with the Eagles and Take It Easy, one of my favourite bands who I finally managed to see live in concert just last year at the second time of trying. I had tickets to see them live about 5 years ago, and when the gig came around, for whatever reason, I couldn't go through illness or something, so gave the tickets away. Finally got to see the Eagles last year. Ended up going to see them in Birmingham, sat next to a lovely couple, watched the gig, thought it was great. After the concert, lady sitting next to me said, so, what did you think? Yeah, they were fantastic. Have you seen them before, she asked. I said, no, first time. She said, oh, you should have seen them 5 years ago. They were much better. Thanks. Did they do refunds? Leave us on for more songs that may have you turn the volume up nice and early on this Monday morning. Great songs you may wish to tap something to, sing along to. Find out what's next very, very soon. I will check on the roads for you. Here's Emma Jones.
Key 2.
Travel update. Get the latest 24/7 at key2radio.co.uk. Key 2.
The greatest hits.
The greatest hits for Manchester. Key 2.
More of your greatest hits. I'm Nick Jackson. Can you believe that song is 3.5 years old already? Sorry, it is. It's Maroon 5 featuring Christina Aguilera, Moves Like Jagger. I'm just doing myself a little note here to remind you what's happening this morning after 9 o'clock. I think you'll like it. I'll tell you what's happening after nine very, very shortly. Really looking forward to it as well. Rod Stewart was spotted at Donald Trump's New Year's Eve party over in New York City, and it was the real Rod Stewart, they checked, because there's a fake going around, you know. There's a fake Rod Stewart doing the rounds over in America. This guy's been spotted all over the New York area. He's got Rod's hair, he's got a Cockney accent, or at least he's putting a Cockney accent on. And this guy's blagged his way into all sorts of things. He's been spotted at cocktail parties, he's talked his way into concerts, I mean huge concerts as well. He's had free taxi rides last year during the World Cup, got into all sorts of VIP events. Here's the man himself, at least we think it is.
Wake up, Maggie,
turn us on for more of the greatest hits. I'm Nick Jackson. It's unmistakably Aretha Franklin. If you have just switched us on, oh, you've missed Elton John with Kiki D. You've missed Stevie Wonder. You've missed the Eagles and Madonna and Rod Stewart. Fortunately, you're just in time for some fantastic Motown. One of the first songs that the Supremes recorded without Diana Ross is coming up. It's almost 7 o'clock.
Key 2 at breakfast. Home of the greatest hits.
On digital radio.
On AM.
Online. And on your smartphone.
This is
Key 2
News.
The majority of football fans are telling Key they don't want convicted rapist Ched Evans to be offered a contract with Oldham Athletic. That's the latest. I'm Paul Lockett.
This is
Key 2.
The greatest hits.
The greatest hits for Manchester. Key 2.
1971, when Diana Ross turned her back on her bandmates and went off to do her own thing. The rest of the Supremes walked into a recording studio in Detroit, Michigan, went into the recording booth, stepped up to the microphone and belted out that song. Love it, some Motown for your Monday morning. Supremes and Nathan Jones. Here we are then. Happy New Year. Welcome to a new day, a new week, the day when it all kind of gets back to normal. And welcome to that brand new way to start your mornings. I'm Nick Jackson. Welcome to our world. We'll just play you the greatest hits and an awful lot of them. If you're listening earlier, I did myself a little note here, a little reminder. I need to tell you something that's happening just after nine this morning. Something we'll do every weekday morning, which we reckon you'll love. Really, really love. And you can get involved too. Just hang on, I'll play Huey Lewis, then tell you all about it. I know it's early, but if you were singing along to that, don't blame you at all. Good stuff. Huey Lewis and the News and the Power of Love, Supremes and Nathan Jones before it. So this morning, between 9 and 10, the golden hour. 2 years. Will you know both of them? Will you know one of them? We'll invite you to get involved. You can have a listen to the songs and have a listen to some of the clues we'll give you to hopefully point you in the right direction. Text in and have a guess. If you'll be listening at work between 9 and 10 this morning, argue with your workmates. It's always good fun. There's always somebody that's convinced they've got the year right. Then everybody else will laugh at them when they find out they've got it wrong. I'll give you some clues. And in particular this morning, for the first year that we'll do just after 9 o'clock, there is one clue in particular that will give the whole thing away straight away and make it very, very easy. So make sure you're listening. Get your mates to listen. Listen at work if you're going to be there at 9 o'clock. The golden hour. A couple of years for you and seriously, some fantastic songs.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.
NewCheckDownloads.com.